Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive the captives and gave gifts to the people.
This morning. the time of good gifts. And a lot of times, expecting people to bring gifts back to us. A lot of times we do that. And if somebody gives us a gift, then we say, I don't get you anything, I have to get you something. And then we have to give it back to them. That's not how it's supposed to work, is it? And think about the gift of God gave us through His Son, Jesus Christ. First, that's a free gift. That's a free gift. And yes, praise God. We don't talk about the gifts of the Lord this morning. We want to talk about it in a whole different perspective. As I was reading through Ephesians this week, I came across a passage, and I wanted to talk about that passage because it talks about how Christ, through God, and God through Christ, gave us the gift of grace. And it is a gift that we have now received. And it's wonderful to have that gift. Now, as our gifts, we have to accept it. You have to pick it up. You have to put it out. Otherwise, you're not going to help. Right? That's exactly correct. You need a brand new coat. If you don't pick it up and put it on, it doesn't mean anything. That's what this is all about. You have the option to accept it or reject it. You have the option to pick it up and put it on or turn it into a wallet. But the gift that's given to us is a free gift. It is given to you, and it's not expected of you or wanting to do anything, for it is by grace we are saved, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We can't get there without grace. We can't get there without the gift that has been given to us through Jesus Christ. We can't go to heaven on our own. And that's one of the things that the Old Testament law taught us was that all of us have sinned, and therefore we have to have a redeemer. We have to have a savior. If we don't have a redeemer, if we don't have a savior, then we are lost, we are condemned by that law. And the fact that people don't know about this, if you don't have Christ, you are still in the condemnation of the old law. And therefore, if you sin, you're not in heaven. But through grace, we have forgiveness. And through that forgiveness, we have that opportunity to go to heaven. That is a gift. That is a gift. It's been given to us. And so, the gifts that Christ gives to us is what I want to talk about today. But again, I want to talk about it in a little different perspective than probably what you've never thought of before. I hope you've never thought of it before, because I've never thought of it in this manner before. Let's take a look at it. The Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says this. Some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors, some as teachers. I want you to think about this. God, through Jesus Christ, gave us teachers. Folks, our teachers are gifts from God. And don't think just because I'm a preacher up here and I'm talking about this, don't think I'm saying I'm a gift from God. God will not be with you over that. But I want you to realize this, as I know I'm saying now, I look to you as teachers to you. Is that right? preachers. All of us are preachers. Shines within you. You ever think about that? There are teachers and preachers who are given to us as gifts from God. And there are people in this congregation that are held up very high. Wisdom, for teaching, for preaching, and to help me. Every one of us has people like that. They help us through our time. So realize, these are gifts from God. Now the purpose of these gifts is telling to us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, the purpose of these gifts is to equip us so that we will be able to learn and love and teach others. Therefore, learning together is incredibly important. We come together in so many ways. To start, we have worship service, we have preaching, we have teaching, we have Sunday nights, we have Bible studies, we have Tuesday nights, Bible classes, we have Wednesday nights, Bible studies, we have all during the week, we have classes and times that we can come together, and those of you who are to come and talk to you, can you come and be happy? Let's learn together. Let's learn together. condemnation, less condemnation. It is that we are together. It's by studying together. And folks, when I'm talking about the poetry, I'm talking about the poetry. But I also want you to realize that we talk to one another, we ask each other questions, we ask for knowledge, for wisdom, and we grow. I spend a great deal of time studying the Word. Why? Because I grow in that Word. And the more you study, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you want to learn. The more you want to learn, the more you study. It's a circle that continues to grow. And folks, all you have to do is try that out. Of Jesus Christ. The goals of these gifts are to increase unity. Yes, I've talked about this before, but there are some 16 different divisions within the churches of Christ themselves. And I hate to even think that, I hate to even say that, but that's exactly how it is. Greenwood. I had a witness come up to me and ask me one day, I said, how come we have three churches of Christ in Greenwood? And my response to that witness is, how come we have three Baptist churches in Greenwood? Those divisions are caused not by the Word. Unity is caused by the Word. It's usually man that causes division. So the more we learn, the more we're able to learn through these gifts that we are given, the more unity we have together. Second, the more knowledge we get. The more we find our path of knowledge, our path of wisdom, the more knowledge we receive. The more you believe, the more you study, the more knowledge you get, the more wisdom you get. These things grow each other, and it causes us to become mature in the Word. Remember how God used to grow to you all the time? He said, I'm fully in the Word, and I'm not going to be living in the Word. You need to be eating meat, not drinking milk. Thank you.
Come on!
God cannot do with sin. You understand that? Therefore, we have to be just as pure as Jesus Christ is in order to have him. How do I get to that point when we have sin in our life? It's through the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us daily. This is the gifts. Eternal life. Eternal life. I am so grateful. We have the opportunity to go to heaven. I'm so grateful that God has been given to all of us. And through that opportunity, we have eternal life. I'm also grateful that we don't have a new body. That's only it. That's only it. It's eternal. It's full of joy. There will be no more pain. There will be no more suffering. There will be no more hunger. There will be no more tears, for every tear will be wiped away. Understand that we have a place of total joy. It waits for us. I look forward to that day. Now, the last verse that I read from John chapter 17, verse 23. In John chapter 17, verse 23, it says, I in them, you in me, that we may be perfected in unity. Now, what I want you to know and understand today is this. We have great gifts that are given to us in our lifetime. We have so many gifts that are given to us, we can't begin to comprehend how many we've received. But I started out this morning by telling you that part of the gifts that we have are gifts of teachers, gifts of preachers, gifts of evangelists. Those who go out and teach the Word of God so that we may know that Word of God and prepare us to go out and do the same. During this time of year, both on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, I don't care what day it is that we get together. It can be Christmas Day. It can be Thanksgiving Day. It can be a week before. It can be a week after. It doesn't matter. You know what matters? Is the fact that we come together in unity. As you get older, and you come to the real true understanding one of the greatest gifts that we receive in this life is the gift of family. And I'm not talking just about physical family. I'm also talking about spiritual family. And my spiritual family is more important to me than my physical family. Yes, I love them. Yes, I care for them. Yes, I want them here with me. But I want you to know that every time we come together, it is a gift
given to us by God. Forsaking the assembly is throwing the gift on the bed. Coming together is picking up the gift and putting it on. Folks, we talk about the gift of Jesus Christ during this time of year all the time. We talk about his hope. We talk about his life. And we should be talking about his birth, his life, his death, his sacrifice every day of every year. But I want you to know, you are my gift. I hope that I am your gift. We come together as family. We come together as God's children. And folks, we need to do it as much as possible. Never forsaking our assembling together. Always come together so that we can draw strength from one another. We can learn from one another. We can teach one another. And then we can go out into the world and preach it to everyone out there who is lost in darkness and looking for the light that shines in you. This time of year, the greatest gift that we receive is the gift of our families and the gift of Jesus Christ. Let's remember that. When our families come over at Christmas time, when our families came over during Thanksgiving, let's remember all the gifts that we have. Because those gifts are freely given for every one of us. Thank you this morning for being such a great gift to me. Thank you this morning for being a gift to God. And thank you this morning for God's gift to all of us so that we could be together in eternity. If you have a need this morning, a need for our prayers, or a need to be baptized, we want to give you that opportunity to come while together we stand and sing.